Hi, everybody. I'm Danielle McCartan here with Yankees pitcher. I got to read this here. Five-time All-Star, five-time World Series champion. Now broadcast with the YES Network. We're here at a Mint Pros and Jay Irwin Productions event. What's the coolest thing about being at an event like this? I know it was kind of rushed, everybody coming through here, but what's the coolest thing?
Coolest things are, you know, the fathers, the mothers, the sons and the daughters, you know, passing on the next generation, passing on whatever they had with their families. You kind of reach back and touch the generations.
Yeah, so speaking of that, the 96 reunion was just recently. I was here. I was in the bleachers. You were on the field. What's, like, the coolest part about that, being back with all the guys again?
You know, a lot of times we don't see these guys. You would think, you know, you would keep in touch, but a lot of times we don't because everybody scatters. Yeah. Everybody lives everywhere nowadays, even, you know, globally for that matter. So it's nice just to have a reason to get together and get on each other and the silliness that you miss in the clubhouse.
Yeah, that seems to be a common theme of all the guys we've interviewed today. Tim Raines seems to be the biggest jokester.
Yes, he is. He always kept the clubhouse loose. It's so important. It really is in a long season to have the characters, the practical jokes, you know, and just to break the monotony.
So have you, or at that game or since then, been able to impart your expertise on any of the young guys coming up?
Not a lot. As a broadcaster, it's a little different. I think you're on the other end of the spectrum, so to speak, as opposed to a coach. So if questions are asked, I'm always there to answer any questions. But try not to offer too much when you're kind of in the position to critique what they're doing in the booth.
Right. So now, you would be a great resource because you pitched the third perfect game in New York Yankees history, July 18, 1999. It was extra special because it was Yogi Berra Day. Larson and Berra were both there. Did they reach out to you post-game or subsequently after that game?
We have. While Yogi was still alive, we grew pretty close after that. And I was at his museum on Montclair. And it was great to be a part of it. That's the best part, is that it was Yogi Berra Day for me. A lot of people think maybe I upstaged that day, but no, it just enhanced it. And I threw 88 pitches on that day. Yogi's number was 8. So, go figure.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. That's a cool little tribute, I guess. Now, the 2000 World, but I crossed it out and I wrote Subway Series. You pitched for the Mets and the Yankees. What was that like for you?
That was tremendous, just to be a part of that. You know, I only got to face one batter in that World Series.
Mike Piazza.
Yeah, I got to face Mike Piazza, and that, something I'll forever be thankful for. Joe Torre gave me that opportunity because it meant a lot, especially to guys like Dwight Gooden and Daryl Strawberry. We all certainly felt that, and we wanted that chance just to say we played that game.
So facing off against Mike Piazza, what was your game plan in attacking him as a hitter?
I was going to give him nothing to hit. Don't give him something that he could hit out of the ballpark, because he could do that to anybody at any time. He was that good, and I feel pretty lucky to have gotten him out.
Yeah, I mean, now, you have a career, I looked this up, a 155 batting average, no home runs, but the MLB is considering adding the pitchers to a home run derby. What do you think about that?
I think it's probably not a good idea. I mean, I understand that the All-Star game, there's not much pitchers can do. It's all about the offense of the hitters. And, you know, a skills competition is hard to do with pitchers because their arms are so delicate nowadays. So home run hitting, I mean, there's always exceptions to the rule. You know, again, Bumgarner with the Giants and Jake Arrieta with the Cubs are, you know, certainly two exceptions to the rule. But the vast majority of pitchers wouldn't be fun to watch.
Or maybe it would be. Now, in 96, Joe Torre comes in. What are the differences between Showalter's Yankees and Torre's Yankees?
I think, you know, it was old school and new school. You know, Buck was very buttoned down at that time. He was a younger manager, and I know he's probably evolved and changed since then. He was still establishing himself as a manager. And Torre came in with nothing to lose. He was playing with house money, so to speak, at that point. And he was so comfortable in his own skin, and he handled the ownership so well. He circumvented a lot of problems with George Steinbrenner back in the day that we probably never heard about.
Yeah, and then I guess my final question is, 1996, you also battled back from an aneurysm. Did you ever think that you would never pitch again?
Excuse me. I did. You know, there was a time when I didn't know what an aneurysm was, so I didn't know what to expect. So, there were times there where I thought, you know, that could be it. And to be able to come back from that certainly was a gift, and for me it was a blessing.
Now, you're in the booth. You've called some incredible games, and I'm sure some moments. What is the best moment you've called as a YES Network broadcaster?
You know, it's hard to think in those terms for me. You know, as a broadcaster, it's been a learning curve for me, and you kind of get thrown in the booth as an ex-player with no training, and it's kind of sink or swim time. So I'm just now getting to the point where I'm understanding the nature of the business a little better, and the game's slowing down, as they say up there, and there's a little better sense of timing for me. You know, I think being a part of a couple of great farewell tours, Derek Jeter's last game was a big one.
I was here, yeah.
To be able to see that, and Mariano Rivera's last game was also a big one, to see the emotion that he showed, especially when Andy Pettit came to take him out of the game.
Yeah.
So, you know, those are my guys. Those are guys that I actually was teammates with. So those are two moments that stand out.
Great. So I'm Danielle McCartan. This is David Cohn, obviously. We're here with J. Irwin Productions and MinPros. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Good job.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you.